Okay, so Chodesh Tov, fine. One of the at the end of the parsha, or not the end, but whatever, after the Mabul, so Hashem tells Noach that about the ability to eat meat, right? Vayomer Elohim hinei natati lachem et kol esev zareya zera asher al pnei chol aretz v'asher et kol ha'et asher bo free et zareya zera lachem yelachla. Right? I've given you all the produce to eat. U'lekol chayat aretz chol v'ashamayim lachol rameis aretz asher bo nefesh chaya et kol yerek esev lachla v'ayichem. Right? And I also gave you animals and birds. So it's clear that by the time after the flood, Noach is allowed to eat meat. Now, there's a huge machloket amongst the Mefarshim, which I'll briefly summarize, though it's not the point I want to focus on today, as to whether, in fact, this is new. Right? Meaning, is it, in fact, the case that Noach was previously not allowed to eat meat? So, there are many Mefarshim who think that, no, he was always allowed to eat meat. And this is true. You know, there are positions like this across the board, whether it be in non-traditional sources like Philo or in the Karaites, some of the Karaites. But it's also found in one position, at least, in the Midrash, in Bereshit Rabbah, in the name of Rav Yaakov, of Kfar Hanan. And it's also one of the positions quoted by Rav Sajigon. They obviously have to deal with the question, well, if you were always allowed to eat meat, so why does God tell Noah that you can eat meat? So they differ. So Rav Sajigon says that it was just that before, you know, it wasn't necessary to mention it because they mostly ate vegetation. And therefore, it, you know, he just sort of didn't mention it. Others, like Shadal, say maybe what he's highlighting is that you can eat meat, but the animals can't eat meat, or something like that. But according to many of the, or at least they couldn't then, or whatever it was, but according to many of the Mefarshim, basically, right, he was always allowed to eat meat, and that didn't change. However, there are many others, including Chazal, who say that no, something had changed. Now, what exactly had changed? So there are different takes on this. So some, like the Rajba, the Ketav Yitzchak, say, no, he really was allowed to eat meat in Gan Eden, but then he lost his privilege after he sinned when he ate from the fruit, and now he's getting it back, right? So it's not quite new, it's just, but it is, you know, it hasn't always been the case. And that's why he had to tell him. Others say no. He only got permission after the flood. This is true. This is found, again, in some of the Gemaras, in Rabbi Yosef B'chor Shor, the Radak, the Ramban, the Ran. And there are variations on it. Either according to the Radak, Hashem wanted to reward Noach, so he saved the permission to eat meat until later. Or that, according to the Ramban, at some point, human beings and animals were more equal, and therefore they couldn't eat them, but either because of Ramban's righteous Noah's righteous actions, or the fact that Noah had taken care of the animals and saved them, he now was gained rights over the animals. So before they couldn't eat meat, and now he could. Others, and this is a very popular view, argue that, again, it's new, but not because man was good, but because they were worse, right? Man, after the flood, was weaker, right, either spiritually or physically, and therefore now was given permission to eat meat. Or the last possibility is that, look, originally it was prohibited, but not for any fundamental reason, but just because there weren't that many animals. Right, there weren't that, this is Rasajagon in his second shot, there weren't so many animals, but once they proliferated and whatever, so then they were allowed to eat meat. What I want to focus on is just what I think is a fascinating mini question within this, which is in the middle of this whole analysis, you get two very differing views, or three really views, on whether human beings post the flood were better or worse than they were before, right? Now, the ones who say that nothing changed, right, they don't shed light on this, right? Maybe people were the same. I mean, some were obviously sins, but fundamentally, human beings, right, didn't change. But all the Mefarshim who say that we used to not be allowed to eat meat because we were at a higher level and therefore it wasn't necessary, like the Ramban, and now say, but human beings are weak, right? And human beings, God recognizes post the flood that human beings just aren't good as good, and therefore we can't demand that they don't eat meat. The best we can hope of, which is the pasuk that's connected to this, is they don't murder people, right? Right? That whole view, which for the Ramban becomes important, for Rav Kook becomes more important, because Rav Kook thinks that the ideal world is one of Gan Eden, where we don't eat meat. Now we live in a fallen world where we can't eat meat, but the ideal, which he wrote in his article, Chazon HaTzimchanut VaGula, the vision of vegetarianism and redemption, is that one day we're supposed to not eat meat again. I think your father gave a Shabbos HaGadol drasha a few years ago, right? Right, on the future of artificial meat and how that is heralding in the Messianic era, according to Rav Kook, right?
Yeah, but in the, do we know that
the first Beit HaMikdash?
Yeah.
Yeah, meaning they ate. Right, so Rav Kook assumes that the first and the second Beit HaMikdash are still not ideal worlds, right? That they're better worlds than maybe Galut, but they're not as good as Gan Eden, right? So Rav Kook's whole vision, based on the Ramban, is that, look, we live in a fallen world, and we have since Gan Eden, or since, whatever, Prince the Mabul. Now, that whole vision, right, especially Rav Kook's addition, that not only was that the ideal, but it's the ideal we're going to return to, right, thinks that fundamentally, the way you view the world post the Mabul is as a lesser world. Human beings are lesser in status, right? Other Mefarshim think physically, right, that human beings are just weaker, right? They used to live 1,000 years, right, and now they live less, which is evidence of the fact that we're weaker, so we need the nutrients or whatever, right, which is how some of the other Mefarshim take it. What's fascinating is that some Mefarshim say the exact opposite. And particularly what struck me yesterday when I was thinking about it was the Rajba. The Rajba says that, no, he writes, this is in a Chuvas Rajba Shin Samach Zayin, he writes, until Noah, they were only allowed to eat vegetation. But then he says, right, so remember we said the Rajba thinks they were once allowed to eat meat, then they lost it and they got it back. Right, so he says, why? Because before they sinned, they could eat meat. Once people sinned, God took away the permission to eat meat. Because he had sinned by allowing his materialism, his dirt, the dirt part of man, as we talked about yesterday, to overcome the intellectual part of man. Since human beings who were sinning basically decided to be animals, right? They decided to be animalistic, so they didn't get to eat animals because they were just like animals. So the punishment was animals were treated like him. So it's forbidden to kill or eat animals, just like it would be forbidden to murder a human being, with the one exception of karbanot, which he leaves on the side. And then he says, but when the flood wiped everything out, we were forgiven for that sin, and therefore the punishment was lifted. Even though Adam was only allowed to eat vegetation, you can eat meat. So what you get from the Rashba is the exact opposite of the Ramban. When the Ramban says the fact that we eat meat post-flood is evidence that human beings are at a lesser stage. post-flood. The Rajba says, no, it's actually the opposite. The fact that we're allowed to eat meat is because, yes, the flood was brought about because people were bad. But the Ramban is acting as if nothing changed with the flood, or it only got worse. The Rajba is saying, no. The whole point of the flood was that God started again, and that wiped away the sins of that generation, and the people who lived post-flood are actually higher level human beings. The flood itself is what brought us back to the level of Adam Harishon. And therefore you have, even within those people who think that there was once a prohibition, there was once a prohibition, now there's not, right? You get two diametrically opposed views. You get the Ramban who says the fact that we eat meat is evidence of a lower status post-flood, and the Rajba says, no, it's evidence of a higher status post-flood. That in order to eat meat, you have to be the type of person who is clearly above the animalistic, which we were in the time of Adam, we weren't once we sinned, and we are again once we went through the cleansing process of the Mabul. And I think, right, for me, what struck me last night was not just the question of eating meat, which I knew, but I hadn't really thought about the fact how what's really going on in addition is a fundamental dispute about whether post-flood you're supposed to look at man as fallen, or look at the flood as what enabled man to no longer be fallen, right, which is, I think, a very fundamental difference. About how we look at the role of the flood, right? Is it evidence of a loss, or is it just bringing back the somewhat Edenic state of existence? Okay.
Shkoyach, guys.